The Coniston Hotel and Country Estate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
The Coniston Hotel, Country Estate and Spa is the perfect place to stay, relax and of course eat and drink. From sumptuous afternoon teas to elegant evening eating, there's something for everyone, even the health conscious in Nourish, the spa's very own restaurant. However, in order to complete your visit to the estate, you really should add one of their quintessentially British country experiences. Back in February, I was lucky enough to be given the chance to try the falconry experience as part of a group of local businesses. There, Matt Whittaker, the falconer, gave us the chance to fly some stunning birds that they have in the collection at the Coniston. One of the first things that hits you when you arrive is the brilliant personalities of the team at the Coniston. So as Matt got out one of the barn owls, he had a reassurance for those who are a bit worried about a potential bird strike.
By the way, he won't fly into you. He doesn't give a stuff about you, all right? He just doesn't want to hurt himself.
Despite this reassurance, one of the ladies wearing a fur coat still wasn't sure.
He won't land on you, honestly. And you can tell the difference between real and fake, and I'm talking about fur.
So the birds are taken to a perch in one of the fields on the estate and encouraged to fly to a falconry glove on the arm of a guest. You're probably thinking, won't they just fly away?
But even the ones that can potentially offend for themselves aren't going to fly off, because it's a lot easier to get dinner out of that bag than it is to go off and catch it yourself. Sensible, if you ask me. Mate of mine is 33 and he still lives with his mum.
That lunch that Matt speaks of, what is it? Well, I can tell you, it doesn't come from the kitchens in the hotel.
Oh, hang on, I'll show you one we head on. That doesn't have any legs, but yeah, that's what the birds are eating today.
Legless.
Can you believe that? It's a day-old chick. For some reason, that is the most, socially accepted food to use in front of public.
You've got to remember that these birds are from the wild, so that the food needs to reflect that. But why chicks specifically, Matt?
Well, you see, some people have got just a morbid fear of rodents. You know, some people are even if it's dead, are terrified of mice and rats. You may well have had hamster or guinea pig as a pet when you were younger, you know, and we also feed them as well.
He's joking about that last bit, I think. Anyway, Matt puts the meat into the glove so you don't have to touch it, and then it's time for the bird to come to you.
And then to get the bird to come to you is fairly simple. You need to stand left side facing him. By standing side on, you've more than halved your entire profile. Made yourself look a lot less aggressive. Even though he's been hand-reared, he still has a natural fear of people because we're so big in comparison, basically.
And so over flew the majestic barn owl. It was an absolutely stunning sight.
What you can't do, I'm sure you can appreciate, he's not a pet. He doesn't do strokes and kisses and cuddles and things like that. You can get photographs.
And we did. Lots. And some videos. We've posted a few of them on the Stray FM Facebook and Twitter pages for you to see. My go came when we switched to an eagle owl, although he needed a bit of encouragement.
Yeah, well, it seems to go better if I wiggle this. I don't know why, but it does seem to work better, which is a bit weird, isn't it? What did you do on Friday morning? Stood in a field like somebody wiggled a bit of chicken at me.
But he did eventually come over. So, to be honest, I think he was more keen when one of the female members of the group had a go.
Yeah, well, done it. One of the funniest things that people say to me once they don't barn owl and I get something like this out, it's always heavy, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is. It's gorgeous.
He is. He is a European, or really the title should be a Eurasian eagle owl, because they are from Europe and Asia. It's the largest species of owl in the world. However, the two that we've got, he's the male, the female sat on the right-hand side of him. When you look at the birds, they're actually quite small. A good-sized female one, what you can see up there, maybe almost twice the size of one we've got. Seriously, seriously big things.
It really is a fantastic way to spend a couple of hours seeing some truly incredible examples of the natural world. I asked Matt to show me around all of the species they have in the collection. Have a listen to this truly amazing list.
That guy there is a Russian steppes eagle, which is an eagle from the steppes of Russia. That is an eagle with golden feathers. They call it a golden eagle. That multicoloured one is an African species called a battler eagle. The big girl down the bottom there is a white-tailed sea eagle. The little guy next to her is called Angus. He's a Peruvian long-eared owl. That is a white-faced Scops owl from the southern Sahara. Obviously, you know the barn owl. And next to the barn owl, there is a Bengal or a Bengalese eagle owl. Then there's the two Eurasian eagle owls. Then there's two actual hybrid species of falcons, so they don't really exist in the wild. You've got a Jercross Saker falcon and a Peregrine Cross North American Prairie falcon. In the corner up there, you've got a striated or Forester's Caracara from the Falkland Islands. All those ones that look the same down there are all the same. They're a species called a Harris's Hawk from the deserts of Central and Southern America. And the only other different one down there is a North American Red-tailed Hawk, which is a hawk from North America, believe it or not, with a red tail.
So if you'd like to have the opportunity to handle one of these giants of the natural world, and of course pair it with a nice afternoon tea, lunch or evening meal, and you'll get a dollop of good old-fashioned Yorkshire humour, you should head to the Coniston Hotel.
The Coniston Hotel and Country Estate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.